Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop Vic Mahmood.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. left alone by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel. There's a running tree, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel.
This is Big Mount Mo, Yazoo City.
You'll fix your breakfast every morning. Stay home every day. You even wash the dishes if she has to go away. You send the children to school. You even mend the holes. You stay up all night with them babies. And you wash your dirty clothes. But when it's time to go to bed, that woman grabs you real tight, takes you in her arms, and then squeezes you with all her might, calls you a lot of sweet names, and then you turn out all the lights. That woman sets your soul on fire, you tell her, baby, baby, everything's all right. That's why I love that woman and love her with all my might. And you knew you can't quit her. When all the time she ain't treat you right.
Bishop, that's Bishop Gate Mount Mo from Yazoo City. And this Pearl, I'm doing the boogie woogie for you. This is him singing the boogie woogie. Pearl, this is for you for them old songs. Boogie woogie. Divine healing tonight. Boogie woogie. This is what we used to play down south.
On the skinny, ain't built for speed. Preach y'all to mama and I boogie what you need. I'm a boogie woogie papa. I'm a boogie woogie papa. I'm a boogie woogie papa and I'm boogie satisfy your soul. I got a gal in Virginia, what Georgia do? Come tell me, baby, let me show you how to boogie, boogie woogie papa. I'm a boogie woogie papa. Come see me, pretty mama, and I'll show you just what to do.
Phone ringing. Keep it calling.
Thank you.
I don't know what the boogie woogie is, but back in the day I heard him talking about the boogie woogie, and Brother Gate Mouth Smoke Bishop Mo was playing the boogie woogie, the boogie woogie popper. I've never heard of that, but I said I'm gonna play this. I know Pearl and some more people got to know what the boogie woogie is. I had two calls, lady just called and said her grandmama used to do the boogie woogie. I don't know what the boogie woogie is. Maybe Mary might know what the boogie woogie is. And I'm asking Pearl, do she know what the boogie woogie is? Pearl, do you know? Let me get Pearl. Pearl should know what the boogie woogie is. This is divine healing tonight. We're healing with music. Pearl, do you know what the boogie woogie is?
It's a dance.
What kind of dance is the boogie woogie?
I can't explain it.
Yeah, have you ever heard the song, The Boogie Woogie?
Uh-huh.
That's Bishop Gate Mouth Mo singing that Boogie Woogie song when you sing the blues.
You get up there and do what you can.
Huh?
You get up there and do the dance that you know how to do to please.
They just get out there and do what they call the Boogie Woogie. I didn't never know. I heard of the boogie woogie, but what kind of dance is the boogie woogie?
I don't know. You get into your thing.
Oh, that's oh yes, do your thing. I said I'm gonna play
that's
this
right.
Boogie woogie. I know Pearl should know about the boogie woogie, and Gabe Miles said he's a boogie woogie popper.
Mm.
Yeah, I listened to that. I said, I'm going to play that tonight. Somebody, I had two ladies call me and say their grandmother used to do the boogie woogie. And said, her papa used to do the boogie woogie. That's the first I heard about the boogie woogie, but I didn't even know, was it a special dance or you just get out there and do your thing?
That's right.
Well, when you was coming up here, did you do any boogie woogie?
Yeah, sometime.
Oh,
I'll be in that
you
mood.
you know the boogie woogie. I had an uncle, he drank a little bit. He used to do the boogie woogie and he fell out on the porch, dead drunk.
Oh,
his name was Uncle Moses. Uncle Moses used to put that boogie woogie music on, he drank, and then he'll fall out on the porch, dead drunk. That's back in the day. And sometimes it's good to talk about what happened in the day, back in the olden days, because it shaped us for what's going on now. Some of the young folk don't know about the boogie woogie woogie. They don't know about the people used to on Saturday night, they go dance. Friday night, they dance all night long to Saturday night. I mean, that was their outlet. That's some of the things, and that was a healing mechanism for black folk. You know, they weren't up in the church back then. They was in the cotton field. They was in the corn field. They was in the sugarcane fields in Louisiana. In Virginia, they was in the tobacco fields, and in Arkansas, they was in the corn field, Illinois. So on Friday night, they didn't get paid, you know, the money they got. They went to do the boogie, everybody do the boogie woogie. And, you know, and black folks back then, Pearl, they loved to dress. Put them white shoes on, a big wide hat. And then women put them long can-can dresses. You remember them can-can dresses, Pearl?
Can-can slip you put up under your dress.
Well, it'd be sticking out. You know,
yeah
I know. They put them big can dresses or whatever on, and they dance all night long. I know you've heard about that, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had warm too.
Did you would you go do the party last all night long?
Uh-uh. I just wear them when I go to school. I just wear them to school.
A few years ago, they had a place called the Yellow Tree. It was way back in the woods. So the guy said, Bishop, come and go to the Yellow Tree with me. I never heard of it. So I went to the Yellow Tree way back in the woods. Looked like about 500 people out there. They on the floor with sawdust on the floor. They just dancing, drinking. They drinking outside. But in the place, you can buy fish sandwich, and they dance. And they dance all night long. They start on Friday and Saturday. They don't finish. If they start Friday, they don't finish till Saturday. They go home and come back Saturday and go all the way up to Sunday. Way back in the woods over there in Mississippi. They call it the Yellow Tree. And then they had another place called the Hole in the Wall. You heard of that?
What?
You heard of a Hole in the Wall?
What?
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground, and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds, and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
Make sure that everybody get a seat. Come on, John.
Tonight I had Bishop Gatemouth Moore on, and he was talking about some song he was talking about. I know I'd heard it from my great grandmother, and he was doing the funky chicken or whatever they was doing, but they did it down south. But I'm gonna play this because friends asked me to play this one more time. Just going out for the people down in New Orleans that called and asked me to play it again, and I want to play it again for you.
Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on! First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. Yeah! I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, I'm not insane. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service to the bar. My sermon this morning.
Bishop Gate Mouth Moe used to come to the house of prayer.
Yeah.
God bless you tonight. We're just playing some of the records of Bishop Gatemouth Moses to come to Monroe from Yazoo City. But I want to salute today, you know, R. Kelly got a bad deal, but I just feel that people did more than R. Kelly. But I'm going to play one of R. Kelly records. I believe I can fly.
When my wings fly away, I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly.
Now, what I was playing, the music that heals and the music that they played in the 60s and the music that they played, this music was music like James Brown, Michael Jackson, Prince. See, James Brown was bringing a message. Most of these things bring a message. And some of the message, we was healed with some message. That message left us in a different way. It left us in a way of healing, a way of breakthrough. So music was always...
Thank you.
Sometimes help us to go to the next level. So that's what we were doing, the music. And this is Mr. James Brown. Sometimes you have to understand the music wake you up when the doctor say you're sick and somebody said get on up. Sometimes you have to understand what music do to bring us to another level. Sometimes it keep us. Divine healing is the order of the day. Oh, It's a divine healing in the house, and when you enjoy that divine healing, it's going to touch you. It's going to heal you. Get up. Sometimes you have to let go and let God. See, one time you have to understand the anointing. See, it's something that will open the door up for you. Something will give you.
Over my years, I guess I shed some tears. I told myself time and time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right. I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice and start all over again. I think I better let it go. Looks like another love today, oh baby. Oh, oh, oh.
Mm-hmm. I think I better let it go. Let it go.
Oh baby, looks like another love.
See, that happened when the cobra came. People wanted to let go, but you have to hold on. I thought about that record there. It's like a TKO, knockout. But once you understand the power that you have in you, that you can be healed from cancer, TB, tuberculosis, divine healing come from God. And each song that we played tonight has something to do with you and me. They was given a message in that happened to us.
Well, looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears. I told myself time and time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right. I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice and start all over again.
When you start all over again, you know. If you can start all over again, you know things will work. But you have to know that you can start over and be a new man, a new woman. Sometimes you have to hold on and stay with it because it's a blessing around the corner.
You know what?
Help me hold the hand.
Precious man.
The precious.
God and say, Holy,
Holy is the Lamb,
the precious Lamb,
the precious Lamb of God.
Why you love me so?
Why you love me so, Lord? I said I'll never know the precious Lamb of God.
The precious Lamb of God. That song was by Slade, Pop the Cotton Fest. Every song got a message. Every song. Something deep down within our spirit.
Hola, baby.
Divine healing. Each song have a healing mechanism for you and me to be successful. But if some of the songs come out of slavery, some of the songs come out of suffering. But I want to tell you tonight, God got you in a divine healing, body, mind, soul, and get ready for a breakthrough for 2023. Get ready for God to lift you. Every song got a message. If it's blues, if it's gospel, if it's hip-hop, it's a message. Look at the message. The message will be for you. Take back.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil stole. Give it.